Do is we'll head straight up this way here to your first interview at Ryerson College. Then we'll head over to here to Marston, then up to Winnetka, then over to Sinclair College, and then to Northeastern University. And then we'll take this route as we come all the way back home. Huh? Oh, you know something? If we detour at Woonsocket, we'd have Bob Hope's nose.
Great. 5 colleges in 3 days. I could get smart and carsick.
I wish I was going to check out colleges. Ooh. I wish I was graduating a year earlier. I wish my name was Vivian.
Well, don't worry. Next year's your year, Viv. Hey, this year's Sam's. You know, I've been waiting 17 years for this, Sam. You know, when you were a little baby, I used to put you on my knee, and you'd look up at me and give me that old college cheer. You'd say, rah-rah. Or maybe it was da-da. Or maybe it was ca-ca. But anyway, all I know is my Sammy's going to college. Let's get out there and find you one, huh?
Oh, Dad, you said we could wait until the mail comes.
Oh, Sam, please. We're not back on a Tate University thing. I mean, if they haven't set up an interview for you yet, I don't know if
Dad,
they're going...
Dad, there's still time. I mean, maybe the problem is that I'm an M, and the admissions office is only up to the L's.
Zoe Zucker got her letter.
Okay, maybe the problem is they're working backwards through the alphabet.
Adam Anderson got his.
Okay, so maybe...
They're using the Hebrew alphabet.
Moshe Greenberg got his.
You see, Moshe got his, huh? Why are you putting all your eggs in one basket, Samuel? Why are you setting yourself up for the big disappointment? And why do you want to call yourself Vivian?
Isn't it obvious?
Oh, holy mackerel. What a beautiful campus, isn't it?
Dad, how could you tell it's buried under snow?
Oh, well, that's the beauty of it, Sam. You could ski to class, you know?
I know, Dad, but Tate is
so... Please, Sam, you promised me we're going to keep an open mind. Now, look, this college has one of the best communications departments in the whole Northeast.
You're right. Good curriculum, a chance at a scholarship, and once the snow melts, I'm sure we'll never run out of drinking water.
Hi, I'm Tony Maselli, and this is my daughter, Samantha, and she has an appointment with Dean Miyashiro.
He'll be right with you.
Okay, thank you. Hey, Sam. Get a load of this building, huh? Excuse me, what do you call this style of architecture?
Old.
See, old, Sam. Old traditions, old values. That's what you look for in a college, old, Sam.
Actually, this spring they're tearing down this building to make room for a new one.
Out with the old and in with the new, Sam, you know? Progress, Sam. That's what you look for in a college, progress.
Dad, you don't have to oversell.
Oh, you're 100% right, Sam. I don't have to oversell. You know why? Because this place sells itself. Am I right?
God, I'd give anything to get out of here. If only I could find my car.
Well, it's probably white, you know what I mean? All the snow.
Ooh, great shoes.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, Sam, making friends already, huh?
We don't see many shoes around here before Memorial Day.
Oh, yeah, really? Why not?
Well, that's when the snow ends.
It snows until May.
Oh, well, that's great, Sam. That means the luge will be open all year round.
Not really. That's when the rains start.
What's after the rain? Locusts?
Mosquitoes.
What, was this the college that was destroyed in the Bible? Sam,
Sam, you don't judge a college by its weather. You look at its courses, its academic standing. The teachers, Sam. And Ryerson is a terrific school.
But we still have four more colleges to look at.
And this is our student union.
Oh, wow. How nice. Very nice. Isn't it beautiful, Sam? Mm. It's nice, huh? Lynn, thanks so much for the tour. It's great. Thank you. Sam, look. Shoes. Open-toed.
Dad, can I borrow some change? I want to call home and see if I got the letter from Tate.
Oh, Sam, your fixation is showing, Sam. Come on here. Take a look around. Isn't this nice? I mean, couldn't you see yourself going here?
It's possible. It's possible.
Yeah, come on.
One question. All I've seen here are girls. Where are all the boys?
He's sick.
He? But the college guide said that the male-female ratio was 3-1.
No, that was a misprint.
Well, girls could be fun too, Sam.
Yeah.
All right, all right. Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute. There's a boy. I see a boy. Look, there's a boy.
No. It's my roommate, Annie.
Well, the, you know, the facial hair threw me, you know. She's a big girl, too, you know. Okay, Ryerson and Marston are out, but there was nothing wrong with those other colleges.
They just weren't Tate.
Look, what if you never hear from Tate?
I don't know. Maybe I'll take the year off and bum across Europe.
No way, Sam. You're going to college, all right, but in America. Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain.
Hey, buddy! Move it already!
Hey, hey, hey! There's singing going on here about America. The purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain.
Dad, I'm not being picky. I just want to go to Tate.
Sam, you are being stubborn. I mean, you know, sometimes in life you just can't get what you want. I mean, sometimes you have to live with snow or a narrow curriculum or Hairy Annie.
Tate's gonna come through for me, Dad. I know it.
For somebody college-bound, you're acting awfully immature. Now, Tate is gone. Tate is history. Tate is toast. It ain't gonna happen.
Oh, you are here. Guess what? You got a letter from Tate.
I wanted to tell her.
Well, you snooze, you lose.
Tate?
What did he say?
Okay, let me open it. It says that there will be a representative in our area, and he wants to interview me here at
the... Sweetheart, this illustrates something that I've tried to instill in you your whole lifetime. When you have a dream, hold it close to your heart and never, ever, ever let it go.
Boola boola, boola boola, boola boola, boola boola.
Scientific American, Foreign Affairs.
Yes, yes, that's so. When the interviewer gets here, he'll see that Sam comes from a cultured, cerebral environment.
Mad Magazine.
Well, that shows him we're smart, but farcically inclined.
Sam is going to get in on the strength of her academic achievement and the impression she makes.
Of course, Angela. Don't you think I know?
I should have worn the blue dress. Blue is so much more decisive and assertive, isn't it? I'm going to go change.
Now, wait. Sam, wait a minute. Look, you're going to get into college on the strength of your academic achievements, not on what you wear. But let me ask you a question. Does this color wash me out? You know, what'd you say? Blue is more decisive? Because I could change, too. Let me go.
No, stop, stop. You both look terrific. And nothing is going to spoil this interview.
Hi, hi. You know, Sam, I've been thinking about your interview. And I have two words for you. Body language.
I got two words for you. Adios.
I am serious. So you sit up straight, you look him directly in the eye, and you nod intelligently. And if all else fails, use me as a reference.
Mother, she's not trying to get into the Floozy Institute of Technology.
Just trying to be helpful here. After all, I got into every college I applied to, and a couple I didn't. Adios.
Okay, here we go.
I'll get it. No, John, no.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Bauer House.
I'm Everett J. Warner.
From Tate University? A pleasure. My transcript. Keep it on file. And remember,
Hi, I'm Samantha Maselli. It's nice to meet you, Mr. Warner.
It's nice to meet you.
Won't you come in?
This is Tony Maselli, her father.
How do you do, sir?
And Angela Bauer, my mother.
Hello.
Who is not above greasing some palms to ensure her son's academic future. I am going. Yeah, so why don't we get comfortable? Would you like to take a seat?
Yes, yeah, a little refreshment?
No, thank you.
Oh, okay. Oops. Oh, Sam. How many times must I tell you to not leave your Proust lying about? Oh, it's unbelievable. Hey. Unbelievable.
He's not normally like this.
Don't worry. When something's this important, it's natural to be nervous.
I can't believe it. My daughter, my little girl, being interviewed by one of the finest colleges in these here fine United States.
These here fine. And you go to college?
I was just using hyperbole, Angela, to express my pride and exhilaration at my progeny's achievement. And don't tell me that ain't hyperbole.
Imagine the two of you, both of you, going to college at the same time next year.
Yes, yes. Me at Ridgemont, her at Tate, two Maselli's in the hallowed halls of learning. I'm telling you, Angela, we got brains coming out of our ears.
Very good SATs. Impressive GPA.
Gee, thanks. I take my schoolwork very seriously.
No, that's one of the things we look for in a Tate student.
Oh, of course.
But we also look beyond academics.
Oh, of course, of course. Like what?
Well, we look for well-rounded, self-motivated individuals. People with verve and fire. For example, I just interviewed a student who spent the summer in Appalachia, helping design irrigation ditches. Tell me, Samantha, what's your irrigation ditch?
Well, I help pick out the typeface for the yearbook. Helvetica. But I bet you're looking for something a little bit more Peace Corps-ish, right?
Samantha, tell me something that's not in here.
I really want to go to Tate.
Something you haven't said four times already.
I'm sorry. I just really, really want to go to Tate. Oops, sorry.
I want to know what you hope to get from our school.
A full scholarship. Oh, God, did I just say that? No. See, what I meant was that I really feel that I could benefit from Tate because it's got an excellent communications department and the faculty is first rate and it's got one of the most beautiful campuses in these here fine... I mean, in the United States.
You're right. And because of that, we have 50 applications for every opening.
50? Well, what do you think my chances are?
I usually don't discuss that.
Oh, I know, but if you could kind of tell me how you're leaning...
The admissions committee notifies the applicants.
Oh, yeah, but your opinion must mean so much.
Well, if you really want to know, I'm leaning towards Appalachia.
Oh.
I'm sorry. But you must have some other options. Where else have you applied?
Ryerson, Marston, Northeastern, Winnetka.
All good schools. But there's an excellent school right in your own neighborhood, Ridgemont.
Tell me how you're leaning.
The admissions committee notifies the applicants.
Oh, yeah, but your opinion must mean so much.
Well, if you really want to know, I'm leaning towards Appalachia.
Oh.
I'm sorry. But you must have some other options. Where else have you applied?
Ryerson, Marston, Northeastern, Winnetka.
All good schools. There's an excellent school right in your own neighborhood, Ridgemont.
Ridgemont?
It's got a solid communications program, and because you're in-state, you'd have a great chance of that full scholarship.
Yeah, but it's Ridgemont.
Well, if you're not sure, why don't you talk to some of the other students? Do you know any?
Just one. A guy named Tony.
Great! You should get together with him.
Well, thanks for the interview, Mr. Warner.
It's been nice meeting you.
You too.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Boola boola, boola boola, boola boola. So, when does orientation start, huh?
Is someone in the Tate class of 94?
No one I know.
Hi. How you doing, sweetheart?
Oh, never been better.
Sam, I know how you feel. It's tough not to get into the school that you want to go to, but... Oh, that's happened to all of us.
Did it happen to you?
Well, no, but, you know, I'm no stranger to disappointment. I never went to the prom. Well, at least not with a boy over 4'10". You know, there must be another school out there that's right for you.
Well, actually, Mr. Warner did suggest one.
Well, that's wonderful, you see?
Ridgemont.
Tony's Ridgemont?
Yes.
Well, is that a school that you would consider?
Yeah, if my dad didn't go there. Angela, this would be such a disaster. I mean, I'd never have my own space, I'd never have freedom.
You'd always have a ride to school. Honey, I can empathize with you. But maybe you should just step back and look at it. You don't want to limit your options for your future because of your father.
I know, but it's not fair.
Oh, this is tough for you.
It's just not fair.
Oh, Sam, if I could make things right for you, I would.
I mean, why me? Why does this have to happen to me? It's not fair.
Sam, honey.
It's just not fair.
Enough! That's right. Life isn't fair. And nobody ever said that it was. Now, you didn't get into Tate. So you've got some tough choices to make. And you be a big girl and make them.
It's still not fair.
Oh, come.
Go to Ridgemont? Don't go to Ridgemont. Go to Ridgemont? Don't go to Ridgemont. Go to Ridgemont. Go to Ridgemont? Don't go to Ridgemont.
Albert Schweitzer, Mother Teresa, and Ernest Hemingway. What do these people have in common?
I think they all won Nobel Prizes.
Correct. And not one of them went to Tate.
Dad.
I try. Hey, listen, no one who has ever walked on the moon has gone to Tate. No Supreme Court justice has ever gone to Tate. You know, the more I find out who didn't go to Tate, the more I'm starting to believe it's just an educational black hole. There you go. There's a little smile now, Sam. Come on. We're going to find you the perfect school, I promise.
Well, actually, Dad, the Tate recruiter did mention one.
Oh, really? What was it?
Ridgemont.
Ridgemont?
Well, academically, it's got everything I'm looking for, unfortunately.
Ridgemont?
And I'd have a chance at a full scholarship. Bomber.
I mean, Sam, you realize that's where I go to school.
No, so that's what's been bothering me.
Well, Sam, I mean, yeah, I don't know if I like this, Sam. I mean, really, he must have some other options, some options far, far away.
Dad, it's not like I don't want to go far away. It's just that I've looked at this from every angle, and it looks like Ridgemont is the way to go, sadly enough.
Well, I don't know, Sam. I think you got to look a little harder, that's all.
Dad, I don't get it. I thought you'd be in daddy heaven. You get to keep your little girl home.
Hey, Sam, it's taken me a long time to accept the fact that you're an adult. And as an adult, you have to make the decision that's right for you. I don't want you settling.
Dad, I am not settling. I know what's best for me, and it's Ridgemont. Oh, my God, did I just say that?
Well, Sam, are you positive about this?
I'm afraid I am.
I see.
Oh, this is great.
Oh, we'll go to school together. We'll come home. We'll have lunch together. We'll drive home together. We'll study.
That's if I live at home.
Huh?
Well, I've been thinking, and even though I'm not going away to college, it doesn't mean I can't go away to college.
Huh?
I'm thinking about living in a dorm.
Huh? A dorm? Oh, wouldn't you be happier if you were
just...
Well, wouldn't you like it a lot more?
No.
Well, it's not fair, Sam. Oh.
Dad, sometimes life isn't fair. I'll see you at registration.
Oh, but Sam, it's not fair, Sam. It's not fair.
But it beats the hell out of bumming across Europe.
Tony, when are you going to be through studying? I want to play.
No, I want to be a concert pianist, but that ain't going to happen either.
But I'm bored.
Well, here, here.
Here, this should keep you busy for about 1,000 years.
A Rubik's Cube. Yeah. Huh? Here you go.
How'd you do that?
I used to date Rubik.